Our sermon this morning is revised from a sermon preached by Pastor William Swirla back in 2011, which was in turn indebted to a 1964 sermon by Pastor Alton Wade. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This single sentence captures the heart and essence of Christmas. This is more than a miracle. This is a mystery, a profound revelation filled with meaning. When you get past the angels and the shepherds and the stable and the manger, when you peel back the soft sentimentalities and the holiday expectations and the nostalgic remembrances of Christmas past, this infinitely deep mystery that goes to the very depths of our existence remains. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word who was with God. The Word who was God. The Word by whom all things were made that have their being. The Word that is the wisdom of God. The Word that was spoken at creation. The Word who was before the foundations of the world. The eternal Word who was, who is, and who is to come. The Word who called light and life into existence. That Word, in the fullness of time, was conceived in the womb of a virgin and was born to dwell among us. When you grasp this, you have grasped the breathtaking thrill of Christmas. The eternal Word entered into our time. Time and eternity embrace. God and man are reconciled. The omnipotent Holy has deigned to dwell among us as a tiny, helpless, gurgling newborn, swaddled against the cold of night and nestled hungrily at his mother's breast. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But what does this mean? We could spend all day, indeed, each of the 12 days of Christmas, expanding and expounding on what this means and still not plumb its depths. The shepherds who were there could scarcely take it all in. Mary herself was left to ponder these things in her heart, which surely must have nearly burst. And you and I? We barely have time to scratch the surface of this deep mystery. No religion in the world ever had such a thing as this mystery. True, there were myths of gods appearing as men. And there is a false hope of men becoming gods. Religions have prayers, miracles, commandments, creeds, codes of conduct, worship. But only Christianity claims the God who actually becomes human. You couldn't make up such a religion and pass it off as true, not even back in the first century. But it happened in Bethlehem of Judea, at the time of Caesar Augustus and Quirinius and Herod the Great. It happened in time and in place, as all events of history do. The Word became flesh. The Word became flesh because that's what we are, flesh. while we try to evade and avoid our flesh and all the implications and limitations of our humanity, and pretend sometimes to be spiritual with false pieties, the Word took on our humanity. We try to be more than human, supermen and women. And God deigns to be a baby, is content to play in the lap of his mother and gaze into those wondering eyes of the shepherds. We are human, sons and daughters of Adam. The Son of God became human to be what we are. And being what we are without our sin, he came to save us. He came to be with us under the law that condemns us, that shuts our mouths, that causes us to well up in terror at the judgment of God against our rebel sin. He came not to judge us, though, but to save us, not to take us captive, but to set us free, not to bring more rules for us to follow, but to fulfill the law of God to overflowing with himself. He came to save sinners, of whom each of you is chief. He came to seek and to save you in your lostness, in your despair, in your sin, in your death. He came to be your shepherd, to lay down his life for you. The Word became flesh to save you. We have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John was not at Bethlehem. He came to know and follow Jesus much later. He was eyewitness to his transfiguration, where this Word of flesh was glorified with Moses and Elijah in attendance. He heard the voice declare him to be the Son of the Father. John was there to see him then, in the midday darkness. And he was among the first to see the open and empty tomb. He saw Jesus' glory enveloped in our humanity. In Jesus, the Word made flesh, our humanity is glorified. The image of God, so marred and tainted by Adam's sin, is now restored again. We are fully ourselves in Jesus because he is fully us, without sin. This is the Lamb of God's provision, the substitute sacrifice baptized for us, being obedient for us, living for us, dying for us, rising for us, and all the while taking us along for the ride in his humanity, all the way to his glory at the right hand of the Father. In him, you have been crucified, you have been raised, you have even been glorified. The Word became flesh. There's no need for any of us to go to Bethlehem, except perhaps as curious tourists. You won't find the flesh of Christ there, or in the manger, only the place more or less where he was born. But don't despair. You are not sent to a manger and an infant. He is mangered for you today in his Word, in the sacrament, swaddled in water and Word, bread and wine. Seek him there, and there he will find you and embrace you anew. The mystery of Christmas, the mystery of the Word made flesh, connects us in the word that rings in our ears, in the Holy Supper on our tongues, in the baptismal water on our brow. In these things, the word made flesh encounters our flesh. In them, sins are forgiven. In them, we die and rise to new life in this Christ child. The word became flesh means that we don't go groping about for God in heaven, as if we could do that, but that he comes down to us, yes, even today, to dwell with us through his word and in the sacrament. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. He dwells among us in word and sacrament to save. He dwells among us also in the least, the lonely, the unloved, the hungry, the thirsty. In the least of these, he dwells among us to receive our love. We dare not disregard this, for as we have done it to the least, we have done it to him. As we bend down in service to others, taking care of our babies, looking after our parents, we serve him who bent down as the suffering servant of all to save. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is what endures of Christmas. Long after all the gifts are opened, the decorations packed away, and holiday joy gives way to the new week of work, God is with us in the Christ child, born of Mary. He dwells among us that we might dwell with him in glory. Now hidden, but soon revealed. The poet has it right for us this day. Let our gladness have no end. For to earth did Christ descend. Into flesh is made the Word. He our refuge and our Lord. On this day God gave us Christ his Son, to save us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.